Welcome to the Kimberly Bookard Podcast. This is the show that gives you the true perspective on real estate, the good, bad, and ugly. Take the journey with us as we begin to transition our company and add investing to the mix. We are giving you all the details. Now, here's your host, Kimberly Bookard.
Episode number 6. Hi guys, I hope you all had an awesome weekend and you all are enjoying the fresh start of a new week that we have been absolutely blessed to enjoy and see. Believe it or not, someone did not see it. So we are grateful. Well, as you know, we're talking about our goal setting and setting our goals and how you are able to accomplish your goals in as little as 30 days, even not knowing what steps to take. So it's exciting. The class is almost ready to launch and we are getting everything prepared for you to launch it. But today I wanted to talk just for a few minutes on goal preparation. And why is it that so many people, and statistically, so many people don't even set goals? Researchers have found that 90% of us never set goals. That is of the U.S. population, 90%. Just think about that for a minute. Never set goals. I often like to compare things to Fulton County in Atlanta, Georgia. In Fulton County, and in this year, 2019, it is registered that Fulton County has a little over 1 million people living in Fulton County alone. 1 million people. So I like to compare that number just to, you know, places around me. In Greenville, South Carolina, I know that there's over 300,000 people in Greenville County alone. So just those comparisons, if researchers have found that 90% of us never set goals, that's saying of that 1 million people in Fulton County, 900,000 of them have never set goals. And then of the 10% who actually do set goals, only 3% of those actually have them written down. So you set goals in your mind, you're going along driving down the road, and you actually set goals in your mind. I'm going to lose weight. That is not a goal. So of those 3% of people that do that, believe it or they don't believe it. So they say it, but they don't believe it. Isn't that hard to believe? And in that 3% that actually do that, they are said to be some of the most successful people in all their fields of endeavors. So what really is goal setting? What does goal setting require of us to do? And why is it so complicated for us to set goals? There's one thing that my friends, and they'll all tell you, I'm huge on goal setting. I'm huge on writing them down. I can go back right now and show you tablets or show you pages where I have written down my goals. And I'm a planner, so I love my planners. If you ever see pictures, you'll see my planner collection because I just love beautiful planners. Side note, if you ever want to send me anything, you could send me a good planner because I love planners. But of that, my friends will tell you, when I say I'm going to do something, I don't like to talk just loosely. Now, I'm a clown. Believe me, I'm a clown. I love to have fun. I love to enjoy myself. But when it comes down to my business, when it comes down to my family, when it comes down to relationships, I want to be serious. So of the goals that I set, I'm very specific in my goals. I make sure that they are obtainable for me to reach. I make sure that they have a timeline. So I don't make no long drawn out goals. I don't want to make no long drawn out plans because I can't do that. They have to be things that I can see. I write on the mirrors with lipstick. I stick notes on my computers. I send myself pictures of notes on my cell phone. I put reminders in my phone. I act, daily on my goals so that I can make sure that what I am trying to accomplish, I am able to be successful. And then the last one is I like to track my goals. So I like to go back and look and see what I said I was going to do here and then go back a little few months or a few weeks, a couple days later and see exactly what I did. One thing you might not know about me, I like to use Facebook as a journal. So I always pray for Facebook success because I'm like, Lord, they cannot go under like MySpace. Because I need them to be here. I have put so many notes or picture notes in Facebook that come back a couple years later and remind me of what was done on this day years back. It's huge. You can send yourself a note. You can make a post and send it on to yourself. Only me can see this. I do that tons. And I say tons a lot. Especially if something was said to me that encouraged me, motivated me, I'll put it on my Facebook page just as a reminder to myself what God said here or what I was encouraged about, you know, at this point. If I'm in a store and I see something I like, I'll take a picture. It'll be a Facebook post. That's a reminder for me, you know, to go back. This is a goal to obtain. I make little small goals. I want to get that skirt. That skirt right there, I want that skirt. And that skirt costs $70 for that skirt. And so I'm going to make a plan to save up that $70 for that skirt. Or it's not in my budget for right now for this month. I work on a budget, so it's not in that budget. I need to make a plan for that to be there so that I can purchase that skirt. So making goals, it doesn't matter if you're a goal, if you're setting goals for your personal, for your business, for your employees, for your family, for your kids. For just a simple breakthrough, or you want to earn more money, you want to make a strategic effect for your goal setting, all of that falls under goal setting. So goal setting is huge, huge. And statistically, again, it shows that of those 90%, the 3% that write them down, the 3% that make them their main goal, the 3% that make short-term goals, the 3% that have timelines, the 3% that make it visible to them to see it, the 3% that act on each goal weekly, and the 3% that tracks their progress, they succeed. They succeed. I am a living testimony. I have said it plenty of times. I've created long-term goals. I've created short-term goals. I've created weekly goals. This week, I need to accomplish all of this. And I write it down. At the end of that week, I go back and check and see where I was able to be effective in my goal planning. And when I'm not doing my goals, I find that I slack. I find that I'm not as efficient. I find that I'm not as on point with the tasks that I need to do. So this is just an encouragement to you. Set your goals. Our goal setting course will be coming out soon. We're going to be hands-on, active with you, and we're going to do the soul searching like we talked about a couple weeks ago to the things that we really need to do to make ourselves effective and efficient in our lives, in our business, in our spiritual walks, whatever realm it is that you're looking to be effective in, you have to set a goal there. So this week, I'm going to admonish you to just be mindful about that. Think about it in the ways that you want to be successful and the ways that you want to reach your goals. I know somebody was talking to me the other day. They wanted to make six figures. That's doable. That is so doable in this time frame. It's not a far-fetched, to make six-figure income. I mean, if you think about it, six figures is only $100,000. That ain't a lot of money. So when you're making your plans and setting strategic efforts to reach your specific goals, then it is obtainable. That's what we're going to be working on, is to make our goals obtainable. So as always, thank you. Thank you so much. This is my 10-minute tidbit. I love you guys. I appreciate your support. It has been phenomenal. I cannot tell you enough how much I appreciate you. We have a couple sponsors that you heard in this session. They're sponsoring our podcast, and we're grateful. We are grateful. Only a couple days in, and God is already showing his faithfulness to us. So we are going to be committed to you. So brandless.com is a great website, great company. Definitely want you to support them for supporting me. And then Anchor, which is the podcast platform that I'm running on, they are supporting us too. So the other announcement that I had, announcements, I sound like I'm in church, right? Is my friend Nate Scott. He has a podcast too. So in the podcast notes on here, you're gonna see a link to his podcast. Check him out. Very powerful, profound young man that talks about our finances and how to overcome in our finances and how to be strategic in our finances and living a rich life, not just rich in finances, but rich in substance. So definitely check him out too. And we will see you guys on tomorrow. Be blessed. Bye, guys.